Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gang got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, mom.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rikers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to all my believers, and salam, peace to all my peeps. Yo, welcome to another night, Point of Impact. Y'all, yeah, we here, we live. That's right, July the 9th. This is what we do. Big up to my man Jay Sean holding us down, producer, you know what I'm saying? And to, of course, you know, Mother Queen, Krista Ellison, y'all, you know what I'm saying, mother, and most importantly, the executive director over Freedom Over Everything. Big up to Freedom Over Everything. And, of course, the brother to the people, my brother, hey, mama, my brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz. That's right. This is my family, y'all. This is my family. You know, this is what we do. You know, we come up and we build up and we bring everybody else up with us. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing games. You know what I'm saying? So if you playing games, get out of here, because you know what I'm saying? We ain't with it. Hey, listen, we got a beautiful night tonight. You know, we got a wonderful guest coming on tonight, brother by the name of Jelani, who is, I guess, you know, I would rather say, I want to say he is the orchestrated leader of the new Black Panther Party. That's right, the new Black Panther Party. You know, big ups to General Payne, who came on from the original Black Panther Party. But this is Brother Jelani, who is a representative and leader of the new Black Panther Party here in Norfolk, Virginia. And we're going to be building with him tonight and getting a little scope of, you know, what he's doing in the community and what his organization is doing in the community. I think you're all going to enjoy having this young brother. I met him quite a few times. Actually, one time I met him, he was out in front of our store. We had out there by the store, and they was giving out, you know, shoes and clothes to the people, man. That's the kind of work the brother do. Really, very sincere brother. And I can't wait for you all to meet him. And, of course, you know, we're just here building on the topics. There's a lot going on out here in Virginia. We're going to be addressing some issues. Hopefully, we're going to have Dr. Evans again back on real soon to talk about who is the chaplain at St. Bride's Correctional Center in Virginia. And he was bringing to light how lately they have been, and this is crazy, Yassine, how lately they have been, brothers have their release date, and what they've been doing is they've been postponing those release dates for like months. And these brothers have been held confined months and months beyond their release date. You know,
right.
And this has been a big issue going on out here in Virginia. And you know, we're gonna get in tune with that and see what we can do to start addressing that issue. Because you know, when these men have been given release dates, you know what I'm saying, there's no way the sentence has imposed for them to be released on a specific date, but yet they're being detained further on into their sentence. So this is definitely something illegal, and we need to check it out, and we need to get into it and find out what's going on with Virginia, the first and last state of slavery. You know, and big ups
right.
to organizations like that are ran by Jennifer. I forget the name of her. She just retitled the organization. But they're fighting for the abolishment of slavery. Let me see if I can pull it up right now. And that's the Virginia. Let me see if I can pull that up for y'all right now. Jennifer is doing some wonderful work.
Jennifer Dalton, the Justice Alliance.
Yeah, that's right. Virginia Justice Alliance. Yes, thank
right.
you, Kristen.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. She's event is coming up soon. The abolishment of slavery, and ending slavery in the Virginia 13th Amendment, renewing and amending this Constitution. You know, so I advise everybody to support them. How you doing, Ma? How you doing, Queen Ma?
I'm doing well. I'm excited. You know, there's a lot going on. I know people are on vacation, but we cannot take a break. We can't let off their necks when it comes to reform and equality and having justice served for all. So while everybody else is enjoying the sun, we still in the lab working hard. We'll get out soon.
Yeah,
that's
well,
right, Ma.
Y'all know how I feel about
it, man.
Hey, look, you know how I feel about it. Listen, brother, and everybody else out there, you know, if there's no rest for the wicked, then surely there can be no rest for the righteous. If the tricks are being played upon us 24/7, 365 and a quarter days a year, then we need to be on our job 24/7, 365 and a quarter days a year, you know? You know, and one more on leap year, you know how we do. So it's no days off. Yeah.
And you know what? I want, you know, people to realize, like, you know, I want to give big ups to our family because we, you know, our family sacrificed a lot, and I give big ups to the family because we put a lot of time, y'all, into what we do. Outside of the fact that we all work and hold down jobs to maintain and provide our family, you know, and I'm going to just tell you, you know, big ups to our family for allowing us and giving us that, you know, that grace to get out and do for others. You know, a lot of times I get complaints like, you always trying, you know, you always helping everybody else. What about us? You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, and it's just beautiful, and I'm grateful to my family. You know, even though they want my attention and time, sometimes they'll, you know, they'll bow down and allow me to do what I do. And so big ups to our families. You know, we are out there in the field, and I'm gonna just speak very bluntly, like we really out there. And I'm not saying it to big us up or nothing like that. I'm just saying that we really out there trying to make a difference.
Right.
So you know, anything that anybody, you know, feel as though they want to contribute in any kind of way, please contact us. You know, get at us. You know, we on Facebook, all of us. Y'all know our pages are out there. Reach out to us, man. If you're about that business, you're about helping people and benefiting society and bringing about justice so that we can establish an equality and equity of justice in our community, please reach out to us, man. We always in need of help. You know what I'm saying? We always in need of encouragement. We always in need of support. So, you know, reach out to us. But let's get on the show. Brother Jelani, are you here with us tonight?
Black power, black power.
Right on.
That's
right.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother. How you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I love this brother, man. I love this brother, man. Oh, man, black power, man. Peace to you, man. And, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Liberation of the people. You know what I'm saying? I love that. Hey, look, I got to ask you this question, though. On the flyer that I posted, man, is that you standing in the forefront, bro? Hey, bro, that is a fly picture, man. I don't know if y'all haven't seen the fly that we posted on Facebook, man. Please go look at that picture. That is a pigment of strength. I just love it. Like, what inspired that picture that y'all brothers took right there? Can you tell me about that?
Well, that particular picture, we was actually in Richmond at a Second Amendment Guns Right March. We were there with the original Panthers as well, Mike Payne and
okay.
them as well. But that particular picture, yeah, we were working together on that event. And, I mean, I just got caught in the camera, bro. I just got caught on the camera doing what I do, and that's out there, protecting our people and organizing our people and everything.
That is a powerful picture, bro. That picture speaks in volume. Like, when I love that picture, man. That's a very, very you seen that picture. But listen, we're going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself to everybody. I just had to ask you about that flick because that is a bad flick. But, you know, you're going to go ahead and introduce yourself to everyone, and tell us a little more about, you know, the new Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? And also, in note, it's very wonderful, and I'm glad to hear that you and Brother General Payne, assalamu alaikum to Brother General Payne, and the original Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? They also do. It's very great to hear that you guys have done work and are doing work together. But you want to introduce yourself to the people and let everybody know more about you and who you are and what you're doing, brother?
Yeah, my name is Raj Jelani Simba. I'm the local chairman for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in Norfolk, Virginia. I'm also the state chairman for Virginia. And now I've been given a regional position as well, a regional chairman as well.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Also a commander in the Huey P. Newton Gun Club and a student teacher of the master teacher, Dr. Malachi Z. York. I teach classes at Conscious Planet, Nawabu classes. I got into this maybe in 97 when I met Dr. Khalil Abdul Muhammad. I was in the Ansar Allah community. I met Dr. Khalil Muhammad, became a Panther in 1997. So I've been soldiering for a few years. I was under Michael Muhammad, who was the chairman of the New Black Panther Party at one time. And in 2001, when Dr. Khalil Muhammad passed away, I was shortly under Michael Muhammad, and then I became the chairman in 2002 of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We've been doing a lot of work in the community ever since. We're presently holding clothing drives, sometimes food drives. A lot of training as well is going on. We're out there for the people. We organize protests and protect the people while they're protesting, as well as taking a part of the protest. And we train for those protests. We don't just go out there based on emotions. We train in case anything goes down, we're able to stop it. I was glad to take part with Brother Bilal when we was doing a George Floyd march or something like that, and they was expecting Antifa to be out there, and we were on them. We were on top of them. We could see who they were, and as the rest of the crowd couldn't see who they were, we had that training to know who they were and what they were trying to do. So we was on top of that and prevented them from cutting up and blaming it on black
people. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
No doubt.
Mother Queen, you want to present any questions right now or anything you would like to ask?
Yes. And when doing the work and sowing seeds back into the community, what is your biggest backlash that you all get, or what is the most misconception that people pose?
Well, most people had an idea of the Panthers and from television and stuff like that, that is a negative organization, and that we just carry guns and bang against the police. And it's a lot more deeper than that. They don't look at the community programs, the stuff that we're trying to do for the people. We have youth programs for the youth and stuff like that as well. A lot of people look at the TV, the television, and what it actually does is distort the Panthers. They've been distorting the Panthers for a long time. Ever since, from the original Panthers to now. And when I say original Panthers, I'm talking about Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale, the ones that started in 1966. So the New Black Panther Party is an offshoot from the original Panther Party. We started in 1989 in Dallas, Texas, as a cross between some of the original members of the Panther Party and some black Muslims. So it actually started in 1989 in Dallas, Texas, and branched out from there. Black Power
Hassan?
Yeah, do you know that's as you say that, and peace and paradise to you first and foremost, brother. Thank you for being on tonight. It's my pleasure to meet you, surely that we'll meet in person soon enough. But as you speak about that backlash and the perception of exactly who the New Black Panther Party is and what they represent, do you believe that kind of like people's perception of that is based upon the fact that they don't really understand black nationalism? Like in a way in which they see that organizations such as the New Black Panther Party is a part of the military unit, right, that's necessary to secure black bodies and black lives when it comes down to black nationalism, because we're talking about having something that we could call our own, then you most assuredly need a military unit, right? You need military training. You need those things. So speak a little bit about that to the people as far as black nationalism is concerned and what that means, and that doesn't necessarily mean to exclude other nationalities, but it does mean that we need to be thinking about ourselves and putting ourselves first.
Black Power, yes, indeed. The New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is a paramilitary organization. We do military training as well We train the members, and we also train people in the community as well. So it's open. You know, like you say, we are Black nationalists. We are Pan-Africanists and the likes. I don't know if y'all seen that old movie with the original Panthers and the US organization. The US organization was more cultural than some of the original Panthers. And the new Black Panther Party is like a cross between the original Panthers and the US organization. We are definitely cultural within the new Black Panther Party. One of the rules in our organization is that we, you know, can't have any white mates. There are no white people allowed in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense, whereas in the original Panther Party, they had different nationalities. New Black Panther Party, we only deal with Black people, and we're for the people, other people, and by the people. Black power.
You know, Jelani,
indeed.
Here in Norfolk, right at this present moment, Norfolk is, leading in incarceration rate, right? And they're like in the landscape of Norfolk, there are like 9 neighborhoods that they have actually recognized as having a greater incarceration rate than the city itself. Like, what programs or what emphasis do you strive to implement into the community of, you know what I'm saying, bringing about rectification and recultivation and re-education in order to bring down and de-escalate the crime rise within the city of Norfolk?
Well, that's a lot. But my main thing is our people don't have any culture. And without culture, we're in somebody else's culture. If we're not learning our culture, we're part of somebody else's culture, and that just further takes us away from ourselves and, causes us to do some of the things that we do to each other, like self-hatred and stuff like that. So we have to start getting to some type of cultural classes and knowledge of self classes. And which is hard because a lot of our people don't want to learn, and the scriptures say our people suffer for lack of knowledge, but yet at the same time, they're not seeking knowledge, and they could care less about knowledge. They just want to go on with their everyday life of 9 to 5 and hustling and bustling, and don't want to learn anything about their culture. And that's what's hurting us is, culturally, we don't know who we are. If you called your brother every day instead of calling him nigger, you would have a harder time pulling that trigger, trying to kill somebody who lives like you.
Man, that was deep. That was deep.
That's real.
If you called your brother deep. Brother every day instead of nigger every day, that was deep. Man, that was powerful. You know, when we look around and a lot of people, you know, sadly, when you see all the, the violence that, seems to escalate, as I myself was affected just recently this week by all the violence that is perpetuated upon Black mothers and grandmothers, you know what I'm saying, by those who are paid to protect us. And let me just be clear, I'm not saying that all police officers are, perpetuating violence upon the people, but there's a great escalation of this. What vibe does this do to you? Like, when you see the people being, brutalized, how does this impact you and your organization, and what things do you have in place to try to address some of these issues as protectors of the community, the African community here in America?
Right. Well, we had classes on battling against police brutality and stuff like that as well. political classes. Also, like I said, we have our training, our paramilitary training. In the New Black Panther Party, we say arm yourself or harm yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming a time when we're going to have to, as men, stand up and fight back. And a lot of people, they scared of that. They scared of revolution. And there's no revolution without bloodshed. So definitely we train, so we train hard, so we try to make sure that the blood is being shed is not our blood. You know what I'm saying? But so the training is open to the people and stuff like that as well. We ask people to add on to join the New Black Panther Party, but there are a lot of black people that are scared of this type of talk and the work that they have to do, in order to become a Panther and stuff like that. They would much rather be in the clubs, shaking their booty or whatever, anything other than training for what's coming and, uniting with your people. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't unite, there's more stuff than police brutality that's coming our way. You know what I'm saying? Right now it's police brutality, but what happens when the whole military comes our way, when the whole martial law, and when these other paramilitary groups that are over here training from overseas and they're released on the American public, you know what I'm saying? What then? You know what I'm saying? So we got very few people training and a lot of people playing games. So trust me, when it comes down to it, the people that are training are going to stick together regardless. So it is what it is. I hate to say it like that, but I'm just letting our people know that it's getting more serious. And we need more people that's going to be involved in black nationalism, pan-Africanism, and in their own culture, because everybody else is going to fall to the wayside. Black power.
Indeed. Yeah.
So I would say to that, we most definitely have our followers and we have our leaders. And a lot of times the leaders are exhausted or have already exhausted all of their initiatives on fighting, because the followers, like you say, are sitting in front of the TV or in a club or somewhere else, and it's kind of hard to get them to follow in the right direction and or in something that's going to progressively be beneficial to them, because they don't see past today. You know, a lot of people want the quick fix and the microwave blessings and the microwave healing. They don't want to, they don't know or desire to leave a legacy for their children or their children's children. We as a people, I know we are doers. We're full of energy. We have ambition and we hold the power. But that gets watered down and washed away with all of the distractions that we have around them and everything that's more accessible to us that does not have anything to do, like you say, with our culture. So as far as the leaders go, is you have to boldly, take a stand. And a lot of the leaders are older. A lot of the leaders are tired. So I most definitely understand. We just have to raise up a new nation, like you said, of doers and leaders. Because the followers will follow, but the leaders have to be, like you say, trained, and we all have to reset, really. So I really appreciate you sharing, that information and allowing us to really take a look at ourselves, really.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but I think, for a lot of people, I definitely can understand a lot of people have this great fear of, clashing, but yet here it is in our communities, we have no fear of clashing with one another, you know what I'm saying, which is insane. But, it's just the reality of the situation. It's easy to, take up aggression towards those who you are familiar with and those who you know love you. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes mm-hmm. to, you know, taking that aggression towards those who are opposed to loving you, it's like you know, you seem to be hesitant. And that is exactly what's going on in our community. Before we begin on and let Brother Hassan jump in, well, let's see. Jason, do we have any callers right now? Do we have anybody? And let me just say to all the people who are listening, if there's any positive in, you know, statements or questions that you'd like to ask, please, please feel free to just press 1, and we would love to have you on and hear what you would like to say. Do we have any callers, Jay Sean?
Yeah, good evening. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Okay.
Okay. Well, alaikum assalam. Brother
Miles.
That's Miles. Yeah. Peace, Miles.
How you brothers doing? Good show here. Listen,
yes.
I wanted to ask the brother at the Black Panther Party, is they looking out for, you know, guys coming in there going to do like they did with the first Black Panther Party, betrayed you? You know, your own, like our own, because, you know, we all know that our own kind is our worst enemy, too.
Good question. Good question.
Black power. We're always looking out for that. I'm like a 20-year vet in the new Black Panther Party, so I can spot informants. I'm not saying I can spot all of them, but I can spot. I'm good at spotting mm-hmm. informants and stuff like that. I've been trained to spot them in the Norfolk chapter. We run a tight chapter. We vet the members. We do background checks, all of that. So, you know, not to say that don't mean that they won't get in, but, you know, we're up on it. And most of the time, the way we put them to work, they'll weed themselves out.
You know white That's America wild. You know white America getting scared as hell now. You know that, right?
They should be.
I had a white man on the show one time. I heard and said that the reason he believed white people acting this way because they feel they about to be like dinosaurs.
Wow.
Well,
yeah. Hey, look, Miles, you got a serious point right there, and that asked from that right there is a great transition into, you know, when we talk about Black Power, because the brother said Black Power, you know, when we're talking about that, then you know there has to be an opposite, and the opposition is what? White Power, right? So we're talking about that. We're talking about somebody who's constantly preparing, has been preparing. Staying prepared, right? For what they may see as the coming of a Black Messiah. So we got to understand that is actually how all of that transpired. Because when we talk about the Messiah, we talk about Judas, right? We talk about Judas, and so we have to understand that same thing is happening right now today. This is the time we're living in, right? And so like I'm. Like at this point, what the brother's talking about when he says Black Power, then we're talking about fighting against white supremacy and oppression. Am I right?
Black Power, that's correct. And
yes, sir.
All forms and facets. Most people just looking at physically. It's not only physical warfare. It's spiritual warfare, economic warfare, class warfare, gender warfare. There's all kind of warfare that's going on. But we're in the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. Not just, you know, when they look at the Panthers, they just see us fighting physically. No, our chapter is well-rounded. We're fighting spiritually, economically, culturally, all the way around. Hyper-dimensionally, whatever type of warfare, you know, we involve Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's ironic that we talk about it because socially people do tend to, you know, the minute you talk about the preservation of Black people, African people here, you know, right away everybody wants to label you as a Black nationalist. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're a Black nationalist because you want Black people to be, you know, treated with equity and justice. You know what I'm saying? and it's and in so many realms of injustice, we are being attacked. And it's sad that we can't even voice ourselves in protection without being labeled as black nationalists. You know what I'm saying? And just wanting, because most people that I encounter of African descent are very compassionate and humanistic people. You know what I'm saying? And sadly, when we speak of justice for our people, we're considered as black nationalists. What do you say to that, Jelani?
That's almost like reverse racism, because they don't want you to get involved, to lose that self-hatred that they taught you. And they don't want you to love yourself, your people, and your kind. They teach, you know, they want you to love everybody, and loving everybody is just not, I don't know, maybe for some people, but for me, I don't have enough room to love everybody. So I have to love myself, my family, my people, my kind, my God, all that. I really don't have room for another nationality other than my own. I haven't got that kind of room yet, Black Power.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was deep. You know, Allah tells us in the Quran in Surah 66, and the chapter 66, verse 6, he tells us that, you know, that men should first, you know what I'm saying, save themselves, their family, and then their community. I get it. I'm pretty much, you know, one of these those people who believe in the preservation of all humanity, because I believe that the murder of one life is the murder of all humanity, you know, and to save a life is as if you have saved the whole world. So, you know, what do you say to those people who have the tendency to throw a black cloud over the Black Panther Party because of their reluctance to really have knowledge of what the Black Panther Party represents? And then after this, we're going to get to some more callers, y'all.
Yeah, well, there are some people who are, you know, throwing clouds because they're scared. There are other people throwing clouds, that, you know, so they can use as excuses not to do what they're supposed to be doing. People throwing clouds for various reasons, you know what I'm saying? Some are just, you know, we all talk about white devils, but some are just black devils. They don't want to see their own people unite. Some of them have their oaths to uphold the white man's society, so they can't join a group like the Panthers. You know, so it's a lot of different scenarios out there, Black Power.
Man, this podcast, I don't know, we might not be here for an hour, y'all. Listen, we got two callers there, so let's get the call in. Let's get a call in. Who's calling? Please.
Dad, if you're supposed to do that, you be into the picture. Okay, like that. I'll tell you. Can you have them jeans on
there? Hello? Please. Hello? Who's calling?
08-08-08-07, you live.
And I had got, you know, I was.
Let's go to another one. 9794, you live.
Good evening, it's Brother O. How's it going, everybody?
Peace, good evening.
Peace, love it, peace.
Hey.
How are you?
Peace.
Black Power.
Yeah. I just wanted to chime in real quick, especially on the Black Panthers. Two things I want to know is the organization of the Black Panthers, is it just subjected to a certain race to join the movement, or more or less is it, you know, you got to be African American or whatever the case may be as well? Just to piggyback off that, I hear a lot of people speak about police brutality. Yes, that's real, but from what I'm hearing on the news every day, you know, it's more black people killing each other than it is police.
Powerful question, brother. Thank you. Very powerful question.
Yeah, let me say to that, we're the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We do only recruit our own people. black people as well. We work with the Native Americans and the Brown Beret as well. But we're, you know, recruiting our own people to do for self. And as far as we're against police brutality, but we are also against black-on-black violence. If you trace black-on-black violence, you can trace black-on-black violence. I know this might sound like, but I did my research. That's why I can say it. You can trace black-on-black violence all the way back to white people as well, with the Willie Lynch letter as well and stuff like that. So black-on-black violence is nothing but the self-hatred that they taught us to have amongst each other. And that's not to let black people off the hook saying that they shouldn't be held accountable. But I'm saying if you trace black-on-black violence, it goes all the way back to white people, back to white supremacy all over again, black power.
Mm. And to add on to that, this is something that me and Hassan have spoken very intensely about the Willie Lynch syndrome and how, you know, psychologically, a people who has been enslaved for over 400 years, psychologically, we suffer from grave damage of just, you know, understanding the need for, upliftment and culturally being aware of who we are as a people. And this self-hatred is something that has been embedded in us psychologically. Go back to that call that was Jay Sean that we couldn't, let's see if they're available to us now. I think that was 08 something you said.
I'm in the bathtub too.
Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
You know you're gonna call you back.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Jason. They having their own conversation. who's next on?
Oh, wait a minute. We got two more callers. Wait 1 second. 1202, you live.
Grand Rising, Chairman Volume 9. I'm coming.
Peace.
Yes. I just want to first say,
peace, man.
Great show. Great show as usual. I want to try to take my time a little bit, you know, what I want to say. I want to say to the brother from the Panthers, I definitely agree with everything that you're saying. And I want to say, you know, I appreciate you coming up, speaking up. And I also, I'm a 60s baby, so I go back to when all that was going on back there. And two brothers that got assassinated. You know, I watched the changes happen. Because of the Panthers, we still have what we call reduced lunch. You guys are the ones who started out in the neighborhood way back. They tried to say that you were a gang, but you were an organization. And that's one of the ways that you all were targeted. And that's what the Europeans has always done when they want to get rid of people. We just need to do better when sticking together collectively as melanated people. I don't know, brother, if you know the movement that you have going on. I didn't know that it was still in existence. You know, we are often asked about it, but to hear you speak, now I know that it is. One of the things that we need to do collectively as melanated people, we need to get rid of that word black. The word black do not describe a people or a person. It's a word that was developed like the other misnomer words like nigger, negroes, colors, coon, and now they got a new one, African-American. And we have to get rid of those words. We can't be following those words because I don't know if you know, brother, you know, about the movement, about the Moors and the Moorish government. And the first thing that we need to do is we need to take back what was stolen from us a long time ago, which was the land. And until we do better as far as looking those things up. You know, look at the laws of 1880 and bring it on up. We won't begin to understand what it is that we're supposed to do. And you're right. This is why we have a lot of our young melanated men turning these guns on each other. And I'm not going to say they're not responsible for what they do, but they just wasn't taught. They just wasn't taught by an organization like the Panthers because they didn't know nothing about it. And so you do got a movement going on with the Moors trying to get back some of the land that was taken. You know, we have a few lands that's been bummed back. So I just want to say, brother, you know, I appreciate the movement still going on, but we need to get rid of some of those words, those black words. We need to get rid of those. That's how they was able to take the pen and change the law. Once they used that pen to change the law, then those misnomer words started coming in. And you're right. We have to deactivate our Willie Lynch chip before we can come together as a people. And I regret.
Thank you, Brother Leon. Thank you. Do we have another caller, Jay Sean?
Brother Malaya?
Yes, please, please.
Peace, peace. I just want to say hello, Brother Hassan, Sister Crystal. Great show, great show.
Peace and paradise, Sister.
Sister LaToya, that's Queen.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Queen?
Black Power.
Pretty good. Good. Yeah.
Black Power, can I respond to that brother that just came on?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. First of all, Black Power to the brother. I know he don't want to hear the word black, but when I say black, I describe it differently. I am a Nawabian Moor, so I understand the terminology of black as well. So most people, when they look up black in the dictionary, it gives a negative connotation. I don't know if they know, but the dictionary was written by Noah Webster, who was a 33rd degree Scottish Rite Freemason. Scottish Rite Freemasons are racist. So, of course, his definition of black and white would be totally different. It would be like the one that Malcolm X read in the Malcolm X movie. It would be the one that Denzel Washington read in the Malcolm X movie, which they try to make black look bad and make white look good. Let me say this. We were on the planet before them, so they can't define black. It's up to us to define black and who we are. So that's their definition of black. Give them back their definition. And our definition is when God said, let there be light, guess where he was? He was in blackness, in darkness. So that's the black that I'm talking about when I say black.
Mm-hmm.
When I say black power, I know exactly what I'm talking about. I could say Morse. I could say Morse power. The word Morse still means black. It's just
that's
the word Morse comes from the Latin Morenos, and the word black is English. So we're fighting over two European words that really don't define them. So, you know, black power is just that, black power. And we talk about the black that comes out of the universe. If you look up at night, there's more blackness in the universe than light. Light travels in darkness. So it's the light that does the traveling. But you know the speed of light, but you don't know the speed of darkness. The speed of darkness is faster than the speed of light because darkness, blackness is always there. Even when you go to the crayon box, even with black clothing, it takes more material to make black clothing than any other clothing. So even with the crayons, you put all the colors together, you got black. So everything came out of black. So
to add on to what you're saying, Jelani, you know, expression is something that we all have to respect. Language in expression of language is about, you know, reasoning and understanding that, you know, our people do speak in dialects that we may not all agree with. But is that, and to enlighten everyone, the word Moor came from the word More, Mori, which is a Spaniard word, which is something that the Europeans, when they described anything that was of dark complexion, they would refer to it as Moor. And also, if you do the knowledge to the science, why they call the Moor science, is because when the Muslims, as they say, invaded Spain, which they didn't invade Spain, they were actually invited in. There was not even one death committed when the Muslims came across the border into Spain. Okay, they were invited in by the Christian community there who was being oppressed by their leadership and the administration of the country at that time. And why they, and where the semblance of signs came in is because they brought the technology and ingenuity of, you know what I'm saying, civil living, where the city itself was inclined with, even if you can imagine this, the city itself was inclined with like sewage and things of that nature, which was made of gold. They had gold. They didn't have iron and what we call like cast iron today and all of that. Nah, they had the city sewage and everything. They built it with gold. You know what I'm saying? Because that was the product of the solid. I'm trying to find the words, but that was the type of material that was used in that time. You know what I'm saying? To find, you know, help lay down the structure of, you know, of sewage and air conditioning and all of that type of stuff to keep in water and running the water through the country. You know, this is what they use. So it was the ingenuity of science that they brought. And we really should learn more about these terminology so that when we speak to them, we speak to them with truth and not really, you know, I myself don't like to hear brothers say the word nigger and things like that. But this, it's the language of the people. And what we have to do is just take more time to re-educate ourselves and recultivate ourselves. And we have to be patient with one another in this recultivation and re-education. And I appreciate what Brother Leon is saying, because that too is important. These specific labels we do have to remove from ourselves, but that's going to take time. You know, when you talk about a people who has psychologically for over 400 years been taught to be oppressive to themselves. And I appreciate the input here. Do we have any more callers, Jay Sean?
Fat.
Yeah, 8169, you live, 8169.
Peace, who's calling?
Black power, Mother Kashiba, black power, just here listening at the show. And like the brother, he was talking about black, you know, we are Nubians, we are Egyptian people, so I don't know where they get the black from, because black don't mean people and white don't mean people.
Mm.
But we are Negroes, as I am Nawabi Yamor too, also. So I do know the history of what he talking about. Black, Black Panther stand for the Black Panther, the animal Black Panther. That's where Black Panther come from, the animal Black Panther. So if he want to do some more research, let him research. But Black Power.
Alhamdulillah, I hear you, sis. That's right, mother. Speak, mom. We hear you. Okay. Hassan, you want to add on, Hassan?
Yeah, well, you know, listen, when we talk about these terms and we really got to get back to the ancient, you know, Kemetian science of who we are and where we come from and certain aspects of things that were here for eons of time. And when we talk about certain things like black, and we talk about the black dot, and we talk about the origin of things, we talk about triple darkness, and we're talking about black as in dark matter, right? The blackness of the power within blackness, the power within a black hole. You know, dark matter, light can't even penetrate dark matter. And the melanin within your skin is in direct conscious attunement with the dark matter in the universe, right? That brings forth life and takes it as well, right? And so we have to really start to understand. And then when we talk about Black Power was actually a phrase that was coined by Steve Biko. And if anybody understands or don't know who Steve Biko is, you must understand what was going on with the apartheid movement at the same time that they saw what was going on in America. So there's a direct connection between the revolutionaries that were there, Patrice Lumumba, Eduardo Mondlane, and many, many others, including Nelson Mandela, right? And so, and then, of course, Malcolm X. And then when we talk about that entire movement with the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we talk about everything that was going on at that time with Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, there was a direct connection between that. And so when Steve Biko saw that going on, he said, oh, black power, because they were saying white power. You see, they were saying white power. And what we understood was that we had to break free of a lot of the terminology that was being given to us to define ourselves. And so blackness was a way that we could identify with who we were culturally in a way that had never been done before. Right?
Right.
Because we needed something to defend ourselves against opposition. And so we need to really understand why we use these words and to empower ourselves.
Come on.
Right? There's a lot within the word and how we define it. And so let's not get too caught up in terminology, but let's look at the work that need to be done and try to get beyond that.
Alhamdulillah. And once again, salute to my brother Jelani, man. I appreciate you so much, man. We got two more callers. Let's get these two more callers in, then we're going to get back to brother Jelani. Jason, you said we got two more callers.
Can you hear me?
Peace. Yes.
Yes, Dr. James, how you doing? Let me ask you a question. I appreciate your information. The brother that's the Black Panther. Let me ask you a question. What is your opinion on gun control? Well, you see all these people with these mass shootings and so forth and so on, as far as the world is concerned. I just want to know your opinion on the gun control.
Good question.
Black power, I don't think I'm not in agreement with gun control. Like I said, we were taught arm yourself or harm yourself. We have a Second Amendment right to carry our weapons, just like everybody has a Second Amendment right. It's not the guns that's killing people. It's the people that are using guns to kill people. So if you take the right people and train them to fight against their enemies and not against each other, then that's where we will benefit from that, not just from, having it's the people. The gun is just a tool. It's the person behind the gun or the trigger that fatality is the question, not the tool itself. The tool can be used. It can be used for good or bad. If I defend myself, that's good. So it's the mentality behind the guns, not just the gun itself. Black power.
And I'm very appreciative of that question, Dr. James. I think that was a very prolific question to the issues going on in our community. And speaking towards that, I think that every man should have the right to defend himself. But it is, of course, the issues of, most like I'm gonna share something with you that I learned through my own experience. Most white people that I meet, they're raised and taught how to handle guns. Like when they're kids, they're taught how to go out and hunt. They're within their culture. Where we as African people here in this country, we don't get our children and raise them and take them out to be naturalists into the forestry and learn how to hunt, learn how to fish, learn how to trap food and learn how to eat off the land. Most of us are city grown people. We're not really cultivated in how to go about living off the land. So, quite naturally, normally when most of us get our hands on guns, we don't even know how to handle it. We don't know how to clean it. We don't know how to, utilize the gun in order to, protect ourselves.
we're texting for the gun is to protect ourselves from each other. And that's the sad point. It's like, you know, most of these kids out here and who get their hands on guns, they're getting their hands on guns because the people who they're rivaling against has guns. You know what I mean? So you can't go to a gunfight with a knife. So you end up, you know, then you just have an array of people just out shooting one another and killing one another. And, you know, I think that was a very prolific question. I would love to have a show on that and talk more about gun control and what things could be done to help people to understand and be educated on how to handle guns versus, you know what I'm saying, just going out purchasing guns and not knowing the necessary need of the gun. Yeah, that was a very good question. Do we have one more caller, Jason, or are we going to take one more caller, y'all, and then we're going to have to stop on the calls? This is the callers are asking some very good questions. Do we have one more caller, Jason?
4143, you live.
Peace. Who's speaking?
Black Power. Black Power. Brother. Right. M.O.D. Norfolk chapter of the new Black Panther Party. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Peace, brother.
Yes, sir.
Black Power, Charlie. If I'm back.
And what? Black Power, brother. What is your question, sir? Or your comment?
I don't have a question, sir. I don't have a question.
Well, thank you for joining us, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm listening, sir.
So, thank you, beloved. Brother Jelani, so can you tell us what are the things that, you know, that you have upcoming that you and your party will be doing in the community? Can you make the listeners aware of some things that you maybe have going on that they can be participating in, or maybe, you know, help in providing any donations or anything like that?
For those of us who are interested in joining the new Black Panther Party, or just even if you just want to see what we're doing, send a friend request on Facebook to NBPP, Norfolk VA chapter. And you can see the list of things that we have going on in the community. We have clothing drives, sometimes food drives, cultural and political classes as well. And, you know, the paramilitary training and stuff like that is basically mostly done between the members and the membership. But we are going to... you know, put something out there where we can open up to the community and train the community as well. It's just that we have to be careful with that because we don't want to be training brothers to fight against each other. We don't want to be training people to do that. So we try to weed people out and make them get involved culturally before we start training and stuff like that. And we don't need more so-called I don't want to say that word again. I don't like that word. But we don't need more of those kind of people with guns. We need more of cultural people that's going to take a stand and fight against the real enemy versus fighting against each other. So we do have cultural programs. We train on security and stuff like that as well. You know, we offer a lot of different stuff to the public. We do security for events. So if you have any events coming up, you want the Panthers to do security versus the police. And we're also going to have our where we patrol certain Black neighborhoods as well. So we have those things in the making. And, you know, some of them are actually up, and some things are in the making.
Wow. Well, thank you, man. Thank you so much, brother. I'm so grateful and give all praise to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah for you joining us today and taking the time to allow us to, you know, be incited with your knowledge and your wisdom and understanding and bringing light into this situation and really making some clarity, you know, that what you represent and what, you know, the new Black Panther Party is, you know, striving to do within our community. Personally, I know this brother. I've met this brother, and I want to say that Brother Jelani is truly a humble man. I'm very appreciative. I think his leadership is well needed in our community. I think his leadership is well needed in our society. I would love to see him at more at the round table to build and help reconstruct our community. I think that having him and General Payne is very important in the recultivation of our community. You brothers are distinguished men, and you're definitely men that I salute and I have a high respect for. And I just want to tell you, brother, continue to do the work that you're doing, and may Allah continue to guide you upon the straight path, Ameen, and give you insight and direction. You know, I mean, Hassan, you want to say some final words?
Yeah, well, most definitely to everyone out there, and to Brother Jelani, man, most definitely, first and foremost, thank you for being on here tonight, man. It's been very insightful for a lot of people I know. And, of course, a segue into future shows and other topics that we can discuss, especially this topic of violence within our communities, right? And we can kind of get into the psychological aspect of that, because that's where it dwells. And what I want to do is give everybody an assignment tonight. If you haven't watched it, make sure that before you come back and you come back to this show next week that you watch a movie called The Spook That Sat by the Door. Please go on YouTube and download that movie, and please watch that so that you can get an idea, understanding of how it could be, right? And so with that being said, you know, I yield back, and peace and paradise to everyone.
Mother Queen, are you with us?
Thanks for everyone for
Mother
having
Queen.
Me on the show.
Yes,
no,
I just
brother.
Want to say, you know, a very powerful show, and, you know, knowledge is power. And, you know, as long as we keep equipping ourselves and our people with the knowledge, we most definitely hold the power. And this is just food for thought. You know, so I've most definitely enjoyed today's show. Thank you so much, brother.
Remember, people, and in translation, that means knowledge precedes speech and action. Knowledge precedes speech and action. And there is no greater tool than knowledge, But there is no greater weapon of destruction the knowledge that is not acted upon. So let us, you know what I'm saying, take up some benefit from this night. I'm very grateful. Again, Jelani, man, I deeply appreciate you giving us your time, brother, and most importantly, sharing with us your knowledge. And, man, you know, I want nothing but the best for you, brother. I got nothing but love for you. I appreciate everything that you are striving to do in our community. In any way that I can support you, I will. We do have a couple of events coming up. I'll reach out to you. We have security, but it would be nothing, you know, more greater than to have your support as well. You know what I'm saying? And we'll reach out to you, brother, okay? So, you know, because I do, yeah, I would love to have your presence. You know, I watch you, man, and you're a really good, person. Very few, you know, we can say a lot of times that people are good people, but, you know, you never know until you're really around a person and you see them move and you see what they're doing when they don't know you're looking at them. You know what I'm saying? When they don't know that you're watching them, they don't know that you're behind that, over there standing there and you're observing them. And this brother, has been consistent with, nothing but doing positive things in the community. And I just want to continue to encourage you, brother, and hope nothing but the best for you and your organization, okay? And thank you for joining Point of Impact. Thank all of our callers tonight. It's been a fascinating show. Thank you all for your input. It's been beautiful. And to our family, LaToya and Brother Leon and Brother Brother Miles, you know our these brothers and sisters are our family. They call in on a regular basis and support us. you know, love and respect to you all. And just thank you all for calling in. Jay Stone, you want to have some final words besides another great show?
Another great show with plenty of knowledge, you know. Both parts from the listeners, you know, and from the special guests, because the question, you know, when people come with questions, when they call and press one, that's good. The participation is good, but it's also they seeking knowledge too. And, you know, that's what your platform is providing. You know, it's just when they asking questions, no matter how they are, it's just, they just seeking knowledge. So, and you providing that, you know, just keep up the good work, you know, peace to everybody.
Alhamdulillah. So, as we get out of here tonight, y'all know what it is. Take this time right now, everyone, stop what you're doing, man. Stop what you are doing and take this time. Take this time to do something that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community and your locality. Point of impact, y'all, sending nothing but salams of peace and nothing but well wishes for everyone. Please be safe. Please be safe, and please be considerate to others. Everyone have a safe night. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhi. And everyone, be safe. See you later. See you next week, y'all. Join us. KD will be with you.
That's all.
Shout out, Young Fresh Love. Love you.
I think I'm in love again.
Uh-oh.
And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we finna text I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we layin', stay stable when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.